Hello and welcome to the RBC Ross Trevor Campus Sermon Podcast. Our mission here is loving God, loving people, and seeing lives change. At RBC, our heart is to build a Jesus-centered community, to see lives changed in multiple languages and locations. We hope you enjoyed this message from one of our weekend services. To find out more about us, please visit our website, rbc.org.au.
What a wonderful morning we've been having, just seeing all of the generations together. I love it, and everyone around me knows that I love it. But I want to bring you back and ask you a quick question. What's one piece of wisdom that has stayed with you, guiding you through life's ups and downs? Now, kids, that might sound a bit hard, but what's something really cool you've heard or learned that has stuck with you? Maybe it's a saying from a family member, or maybe you learned it from school, maybe you learned it in kids' church. I want you to just think about that. Does anyone want to shout out some wisdom that they've learned? When you get angry, don't go to sleep. Okay? Anyone else? I'm looking for two more people. Anybody else want to answer? Forget about it. I love that one, Jack. That is amazing. Anybody else? One more person. Come on, some wise old person. Pastor Mike? Sorry. Be quick to listen and slow to speak. Now, for me, something that my dad used to say to me as I was growing up was, a decision you make is a destiny you choose. Sounds like a big thing, hey? A decision you make is a destiny you choose. In other words, he was saying the choices you're going to make today, Tash, or Natasha when he was really cross, shape your tomorrow. Our decisions are like building blocks for all of the adventures we're going to take for the rest of our lives. What you choose today shapes your future. And that lesson has stuck with me from childhood through adulthood as a reminder to make wise decisions. It's not that I didn't make foolish decisions or foolish choices, but it was an encouragement and a reminder. And today, I want to explore some wise words found in the Bible, in particular, a conversation between Jesus and a certain teacher of the law. But before we read from the Bible, I'd love to pray. Let's close our eyes and pray. Dear Jesus, thank you that we can learn more about you and your word and what it means to follow you. I pray that we would have attentive hearts and listen well to you. We ask that you would bless our time together, and Lord, help me speak what you want me to speak. In Jesus' name, amen. So we're going to look at a passage in the Bible from Mark. It's found in Mark chapter 12. Kids, do you remember when we say we're talking about Jesus, do we talk about the Old Testament or the New Testament? Yeah, all the stories about Jesus we find in the New Testament. So if you're a kid and you're using your Bible, remember, look in the New Testament in your contents and look for Mark chapter 12, verses 28 to 31. And I'm going to read it. One of the teachers of the law came and heard them debating. So there were a group of guys, and they were having a conversation with Jesus. They were called the Pharisees. Another teacher of the law came along, and he heard them. He saw that Jesus had given them a good answer. And he decided, well, now's my chance. I'm going to ask God a question, Jesus a question as well. And he said, of all the commandments, which is the most important one? And Jesus answered, this is the most important. Hear, O Israel, the Lord your God is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. And being Jesus, he decided to add one on. He said, the second is, love your neighbor as you love yourself. There is no greater commandment than these. Well said, teacher, said the man who asked the question. You are right in saying that God is one, and there is no other but him. to love him with all your heart, with all your understanding, and with all your strength, and to love your neighbor as yourself is more important than all burnt offerings and sacrifices. When Jesus saw that he had answered wisely, he said to the man, "You are not far from the kingdom of God." And from then on, no one dared ask him any more questions. So when we look at this story, this true story from the Bible, this smart guy, a teacher of the law, maybe a lawyer, he asks Jesus a really, really big question, kids. He asks him, "What is the most important rule?" And Jesus gives an answer that's all about love. Love for God and love for others. Now here's the really fun and cool part. Jesus' answer wasn't something new. It was actually part of a special prayer that people back in Jesus' time and before would say every day. It's called the Shema. It's spelled S-H-M-A, but pronounced Shema. A prayer recited daily by the Jewish community, emphasizing love for God with all one's heart, soul, mind, and strength. Sort of like a superhero motto, kids. Love God with all you've got. Can you remember that? Superhero motto, love God with all you've got. Every morning and every evening, the people would recite these words, remembering them, memorizing them, so that they knew them without even having to read it off a scroll. A daily reminder to love God wholeheartedly and to pass this wisdom down to future generations. Now, I know we've been sitting for a little while, so I think we're going to get up, and we're going to invite Noah Pang up. He's going to help me. We're going to do an activity, right? You can sit down for now, but Noah's going to come. Noah, come up here. So let me move this, right? So one of the ways in which we learn is by listening, right? Some kids learn by doing. So today, we're going to learn like some kids and some people do, because it's not just kids who learn that way. Some adults learn in the very same way. So Noah, you know, when we go have kids' church on a Sunday, we have different ways in which we learn the Bible verse, right? We practice some actions. I might ask if we can have the scripture up. Yes. So I'm going to read it out, and as I read it out, Noah is going to do some actions. He's not going to do any talking. So it's here. Oh, we're going to change it. We're not going to say, "Oh, Israel," because you are RBC, right? Here, O people of God, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength. All right? So we're going to give it a go, right? I want you to stand up where you are. We're going to do it maybe one phrase at a time, okay? And let's all participate. If you can stand, stand. If you need to sit down, please sit down. But I'd love for you to follow these actions. Oh, thanks, Timmy. Oh, amazing. Anyone else want to come up? Any other kids want to come up? Please feel free. Here, oh people of God. Hear, O people of God, the Lord, our God, the Lord is one. But some energy, okay? He's one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart. Everyone knows this one. And all your soul. Sorry. All your mind. And all your strength. All right? Shall we all have a go at saying it and doing the actions? And, like, do it in a way, if Jesus is here, right? If you could actually see him, I want you to do it as if you could actually see Jesus in this place. Okay? So, hear, O people of God, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and all your soul and all your mind and all your strength. How's that? Give yourselves a big hand. Thanks, Noah. And can we say thank you to Noah and Timmy? I reckon he's learned by watching you. Good job. Thanks, Noah. Thank you, Timmy. So can you imagine the people of Israel walking around and reciting that passage? But that passage doesn't just stand on its own. There's some stuff in it as well. And I want to read that with you today. Israel, listen to me. The Lord is our God. The Lord is the one and only God. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul. Love him with all your strength. The commandments I give you today must be in your hearts. Make sure your children learn them. Talk about them when you are at home. Talk about them when you walk along the road. Speak about them when you go to bed. And speak about them when you get up. Write them down and tie them on your hands as a reminder. Also, tie them on your foreheads. Write them on the door frames of your houses. And also, write them on your gates. Now, I wonder if you think about that, can you imagine writing it down on your hands and tying it into your arms and walking around and saying it? What does it mean for us today? How do we live out this Shema in our lives? You see, Jesus' words in the New Testament provided us with a blueprint. He says to love God with everything you have and love your neighbor as yourself, a call to wholehearted devotion. We're not just called to talk about God's love, we're called to let it get into every single part of our lives. If we go back to the slide where the scripture is, what does that look like for us in our everyday lives? He says we are to, the verse before. Talk about them when you are at home. Talk about them when you walk along the road. In your home and on the road refers to places, all places. That's where we are to love God with all our hearts and all our souls and all our minds. When you wake up and when you lie down, it talks about time, all times. We're loving God with all our heart and soul in all places and all times. And I want to challenge you, not just those sweet, joyful times, but in those times of pain, in those times of challenge, in those times of mourning, to love him with everything that you've got. He says to write it down on your hands and on your foreheads, the parts of our bodies which we use the most every day, our hands, they hear, with all that I am. So whether your body is whole or whether your body is broken, whether you are fully abled or you are slightly abled, God is calling you to love him with all your heart and all your soul and all your mind, everything that you are. He's calling you, you and you, to love him with all of that. Write it down on the door frames of your houses and on the gate. The parts of your house as you're walking out the door, the outdoor boundaries, everything that is in that house, God wants you to love him with all that is in that house. Whether your house is a palace, a McMansion, or whether you're living in your car, God still calls you to love him with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind and all your strength. It means speaking and acting in ways that reflect God's love. Waking up in the morning, going to bed at night. This daily practice of Shema sounds challenging, doesn't it? But this practice that they had ensured that the next generation and all generations to come would be reminded to listen to God. that he is the one true God, to love him with everything they were and they had. As followers of Jesus, we can make this a part of our everyday so that our faith can grow and others will come to know him. Shema was a practice. In kids' church, we're learning 4 spiritual practices. Kids, how can you make this a part of your everyday? Let's use our 4 spiritual practices that we learn about. Loving God with all our heart and soul and mind and strength means spending time with God, telling him how much we love him, talking to him like he's your very best friend, learning more about him, and spending time worshiping him. We can love others by spending time with them, as you play with your friends or spend time with family, as you meet people, as you're taking a walk or you're walking your dog, or maybe it's at your dance class. You can meet people and show God's love by loving them, by showing them kindness and care and praying for them. Talking about how God's love has changed you means you get to share your story. You get to tell your friends and family about God's love and goodness for us, not with our words only, but with our actions and the way we love others. Loving God with all our strength and all that we have means using our gifts, our skills, our talents that he has blessed us with to glorify him. We can use his gifts here in our own community or somewhere else in the world to help others to make a positive impact on the world. Do you know why we do this? We do all of this so that Jesus may be known. I wonder, as you reflect on the Shema and Jesus' teachings, can you consider how your choices will shape your destiny? Looking back at what my dad told me, a decision you make is a destiny you choose. How are your daily choices shaping your destiny in light of knowing what the Shema is? Can we be ambassadors or agents for God, loving others just like Jesus did? Let's spend time every day with God. Love others with all our hearts. Share our amazing stories and use our super cool, unique gifts to spread joy and kindness and his word wherever we go. Who knows? Maybe what you do out there will inspire others to follow him too. Ross Trevor, let's make loving God and loving people not just something we say, but a way of life, imprinted on our hearts and seen in our actions. May we be known as people who love God with everything we have and are, and love others as we love ourselves. Let's leave a legacy of faithfulness and compassion, not just for ourselves, for generations to come, as we intentionally choose to follow him, to love the Lord our God with all our heart and all our soul and all our mind and all our strength, leaving nothing of ourselves out. In all places, at all times, with all we are and all we have, leave nothing out of loving Jesus, and let Jesus' name be known. Let's pray together. Dear God, I wonder if there are places that we leave you out of because they're too dirty. I wonder if, Lord, there are people here who find it hard to love you when times are hard, when the sun isn't shining as brightly, when it's dark. I wonder, Lord, if we can remember people here whose minds and bodies are broken. Help them to know that they can still love him and that you still love them. Lord, help us to be a place that loves you with all that we have. Take what we have, Lord, to offer and make it overflow. Help us to bring our first fruits to you, our very best. Lord, we know that you will multiply this because you are the God of enough. I pray, Lord, that this place, the space where we are right now, would feel challenged to love you with all their heart and all their soul and all their mind and all their strength, with everything they have, in all places, at all times, with all they are and all they have. And Lord, may they know that they are so deeply loved by you, that your love for them is more than all of this. Father, that you invite them into your story so that they can reflect you and continue this wonderful news that Jesus has come, he has died, he has risen from the dead, and he is coming back again. And as we wait for your return, Lord, may we live out this truth, that you are the God of enough and that you love us just where we are. Help us, Lord, to be a people who love you and love people. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thanks for listening, and we hope that you enjoyed this podcast. If this message has impacted you in some way, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us through The Hub online at thehub.rbc.org.au or through our social media links in the show notes. See you next time.